The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Hey, Chuck. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you're talking to the folks here at Corn Country 100.3. We're just outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, during your days as a martial arts fighter, did you ever make your way through here?
I don't think I ever did.
Okay. I'll just move on from that.
I was out in Indianapolis for the NRA event last year.
You were out for the race?
No, the National Rifleman Association.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did you have a great time there?
Yeah, I had a great time. I had a good, great event, great people. It was a lot of fun.
So you've got a new movie coming out. It's called Caregiver. Why don't you tell us more about it?
Cage Fighter?
A new movie called Cage Fighter. Why don't you tell us more about it?
Caregiver would have been interesting. I don't know, but you know, maybe as a coach, it could be cage fighter. Sometimes you're the caregiver too. You gotta do a lot of, you wear a lot of hats as a coach. When I had a fight team, it was a lot of stuff going on. It was great doing the movie. It's a great story. Guy at the end of his career, and I'm the coach helping him kind of navigate through it a little bit. And it's a good show.
And when they describe the movie, they talk about stepping into the legend's cage. Tell me what that means exactly in this movie.
Well, legend's the name of the fight, the show, and it's where in the show the two big pro wrestling guy is fighting one of the big legends of that champions, and that ring or that. The Legends Cage is the organization, the big fight organization of the time, and so you know it's a story about a guy going through his career at the end of his career, and you know having some big stuff, going through some big stuff at the end of his career, and it's a good story.
So I've got Chuck Liddell on the Corn Country Hotline right now. I got to ask you probably what everybody else asks you when you do these interviews. How are you enjoying retirement, and how are you spending all this free time right now besides making movies?
Well, spending time with the family, which has been great. You know, kids riding their bikes a lot better. We're out doing a lot of fun stuff. Getting out and, you know, riding bikes and going out to the park and going hanging out. So, spend a lot of time with family. And the making movie stuff, most of those things get pushed for me. Not a whole lot going on, but, I'd like to get back to work, but
yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Have you had a lot more time to maybe work out more during the pandemic than you might have normally done since retirement?
Well, I had surgery about a year ago, and, been getting back from that, and it's been good. We got my garage gym, I got buddies coming over. They got no gyms to go to still in California, so I got buddies coming over to work out. It's been good getting back in shape.
That's good. Finally, I got to ask you, I mean, we're a country music radio station. What country stars are on your playlist right now?
I don't know. I was a big country guy back in the day, but I haven't listened a lot lately. I have a lot of newer stuff, but, I don't know.
So are you like an old school guy? Or are you a 90s guy? Who would be on that playlist right now if you could make one?
90s, 2000. Well, I mean, I like it from Hank Williams Jr. to, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks and George Strait and Travis Tritt, and I don't know, go on and on with that, but yeah.
I just had one more question pop in my mind before we go. If there was one country star who you know is pretty fit, pretty athletic, and could get in that cage with you, who do you think that would be? Any guesses or any ideas?
I'm trying to think of anybody that.
I was going to say Trace Adkins, but he's a pretty big fella.
I don't know. Yeah. the big boys. But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, Chuck, I want to.
I'm thinking of fighting. I'm thinking of fighting.
It was just a silly, obnoxious question. Only I would think of something like that.
But, oh, no, that, it's all right. I probably should have thought of it. I don't know. How do they make you think? They did that that video with the guys, what was that, Hometown Throwdown, I think it was?
Yeah, yeah.
I did a video with my buddy. You let that guy punch you?
Maybe. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know we're running out of time. Chuck Liddell on the Corn Country Hotline. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at OnAirWithRick.com.